I'm here in Howarth at the Fair Trade Tea Dance, part of Fair Trade Fortnight, with Nyoka Abbas and Barbara Crowther from Fair Trade Foundation. One of the events that Howarth is putting on for Fair Trade Fortnight. And I wondered, Barbara, if you could kick us off by telling us what all these tea dances are about.
Yeah, well, only about 1 in 10 cups of tea we drink here in the UK is fair trade, which means a lot of tea growers are working very hard for a living but not earning a decent price for their tea, or they're not able to tackle poverty in their community because they're not selling their tea on fair trade terms. So we think, you know, the British people love fair trade. You know, every year more and more people buy fair trade, and we love tea. And so we're trying to kind of raise awareness specifically of the need for fair trade tea and the difference that we can make if we swap our cuppa.
It's a very good cause. Excellent. How's it going?
It's going really well. There's events going on all over the country. There's tea ladies doing stunts. There's Bollywood dancing, salsa dancing, Irish dancing, old-fashioned tea dancing. So it's great. There's events going on all over the country, and we're delighted. And let's hope more people buy fair trade tea as a result.
Let's hope they do. And you're a producer, Nyoka. Could you tell us how it helps you?
Yes, I'm a producer, and I'm from the small island in Windward Island, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I am here to lend support to the Fair Trade organization, telling all of my success story as a fair trade farmer and the benefits that this symbol has given to us, third world producers. There are lots of benefits that we derive from being fair trade farmers. And one of our most beneficial success story is that being a farmer in the Windward Island, there is no pension for a farmer. Pension have no retirement age, and the returns that we get, that social premium that we get from being fair trade farmer, we have been able to now invest into a pension fund for fair trade farmers. And this is just one of our success stories. There are many more. I will be in many different places, and I'm asking the public to come out and to look at some of the success stories that I have to tell.
Excellent. I hope you get a chance to tell very many people all about them. And if people want to find out where there are events going on over the rest of Fair Trade Fortnight,
yeah.
Fair Trade Foundation website, anywhere
you can, else? You can go on to fairtrade.org.uk, or you can go on to thebigswap.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Swap's the theme for this year's Fair Trade Fortnight. We're saying to people, swap anything you can think of, your tea or your t-shirt, your face cream or your ice cream, your coffee or your chocolate, because every swap makes a big difference. So if you go on to thebigswap.org.uk, you can find out all about it.
Excellent. Well, thank you both very much. That's very interesting. Thank you very much indeed.